My name is Heather Gray. I'm chair of the PNB programming committee, and I'm just pleased to say that we are starting our meeting today. I'm not sure if we have quorum or not. We might need one more person, but we're going to have the meeting anyway because we have a lot to discuss. So I want to thank everyone for joining us this evening. So there are two major items that we want to discuss. One is we've been talking about this quite a bit, about the implementation of a Pacifica National News program. And this is thanks to the recommendation and discussion we've had, thanks to Sue Goodwin. So I'd like to begin with that discussion, how we can do this, how we actually move forward on this. Sue, I'm just going to give this to you. So what should we do?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So first of all, what I want to say, let's approach this with a big picture framework, which is, what is the national news presence of Pacifica? Of course, we know it's Democracy Now, but we can do much better than that. I want you to think of all the programming that happens at Pacifica stations, and as Heather constantly reminds me, affiliates as well, it's a treasure trove of programming. So how do we, I want to say capitalize, I don't know if that's the right word, but what do we do about that? A, do we need a national program? And I think we do. But what more should we do? We got a march on Washington coming up. We got an election coming up. We got major news events. What does Pacifica News do about those? These are big questions. There's a lot of mechanics and sort of programmatic decisions. But again, I want to return to the fact that the programming is there. We're already doing it. So it's more a matter of how do we identify the programming we want to capture, and how do we sort of put it into a show and other formats. I think we should have a small working group. What do y'all think? There's a lot of questions here. Should we have a small working group with a representative from each Pacifica station? What do y'all think?
I like the idea. And then the working groups would communicate with each other. I mean, what would the working group do, Sue, essentially?
I think that what the working group would do is, first of all, set the primary objectives. Is it a weekly show? Is it special programming around significant events? Is it more than that? Is it a newsletter that goes out that highlights, that directs people to programming? These decisions need to get made. And then what we have to decide is, how do we do this in a way? Obviously, I don't think we can spend money. So how do we do this in a way that involves, is efficient and can be done without spending money?
Okay, good point. So we have a few hands up. Could we go to some of these comments?
Yeah, but Heather, point of information.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm going to go on mute. Okay.
Go ahead.
Point of information. Could Sue read her proposal for the stream so people hear what her proposal is?
That's a good idea. Sue, could you do that quickly, please? Do you have it there?
How do I find it?
I sent it out in the email.
Okay, let me look. I'll look for Heather. Hold on a second. Here we are, Heather. Just a second. I'm not sure how to find it, to tell you the truth.
Let me just read this. The concept of a PNB national program. Is that what you're talking about, Jim?
Yes.
Okay. So I've got this here. Let me just read it, okay?
Okay.
The concept of a PNB national news program. The PNB programming committee is proposing that the Pacifica Network begin to explore the creation of a weekly program that would provide a national platform to showcase Pacifica-wide news and public affairs programming. The concept. While a great deal needs to be worked out in a collective process, some basic ideas of what this could be would have, been discussed. The program would be 1 hour in length. The program would include an average of 3 to 5 segments each hour. The content will be pulled from programming that has already aired on at least one of the Pacifica stations. The content can be framed and focused in a number of ways that can vary from week to week. Some weeks, the content can be driven by national and international headlines from the previous week. Other weeks, the content can be driven by a particular theme and can include pieces that are pulled from the archives but remain relevant to the chosen theme. Still, other weeks can focus on important stories stations are covering at the local level but have relevance to national concerns. Okay, here are the benefits. The primary benefit of such a program is that it creates a Pacifica-branded listening experience. I am willing to suggest that many of our national listeners know nothing about the network. In other words, they don't know how many stations are in this network and what they do. Why does this matter? The national brand can be a very important tool in building listener loyalty and their interest in becoming contributing members. My experience in public radio has taught me that many local listeners to NPR give money to their local station because of the NPR brand. They identify as NPR listeners, and it is a meaningful identity for them. This program can encourage the same for Pacifica. The challenge. Of course, this will take some work, and right now the network is not in the position to make the funds available. So the central challenge is to come up with efficient ways to identify and select content. After that, much of the content will need to be edited to fit the available time slots. Once that is done, and the show should come together easily. There will be a limited amount of scripting as we move from piece to piece. We will add music to open and close the program and music buttons between the pieces. So that is the statement. Go ahead, Sue, or go ahead. You want to make comments, Sue?
Not bad. As I have to say myself, I think the themes I really want to emphasize is I want our listeners to identify. I mean, you know, many of you may have had the experience of talking to someone and saying, I'm an NPR listener, right? I want them to say that about Pacifica. But before that's going to happen, we have to convey to them what that means. And this would be the show to do it.
Wonderful.
And I really believe it can be done. And as I've said over and over again, we got to do it in a way that we can manage. But the content is already there. When I say, for example, you know, let's say someone at WPFW or KPFA did a 20-minute interview on the challenges that Trump is facing as he heads into this current legal landscape, we're going to have to cut that down to 10 minutes. We can do that. Come on. But we do need to figure out a way to do it efficiently and make it manageable. But I think we can do it. The content is there.
All right. Well, thanks. So I'm going to go on to some of the other. We'll come back to you, I know. But so, Michael, go ahead. Your hand is up.
Yeah, the question is, should we have a subcommittee group to work on this? I think we're board members, and I think that actually – We're producing a show is not our job. You know, as board members, we have some transition. We need to make a basic, proposal as to concept, and then we need to turn it over to people who can implement it. To do more than that is to propose that we turn ourselves into staff. And there's already going to be some tension here. between what is local programming with a local flavor and what someone wants to do on a top-down basis. So we've written a lot of this in the most recent draft as if things will be thus and so. And they need to be thought about and explored by the people who are implementing it. And it's not going to be our job to decide whether it's exactly three or five segments or, you know, whether 1 hour is, you know, going to be the best length, as opposed to experimenting with a half hour or 90 minutes, et cetera. So should we be, creating a subgroup to take this further than a basic concept? No. No.
Okay, thanks, Michael. All right, Jim, go ahead.
All right. Well, look, we've been talking about this for 2 years now. We do have a number of people here who are experienced producers and on-air people on this phone call. As far as I'm concerned, the idea is, you know, we'll never get anything done if we turn it to a subcommittee, forget it, nothing will happen. Egberto, for example, is doing a lot of things all the time. He said to me tonight, Jim, just tell me when you want me to do something and I'll be there. Sue's idea is good. I think that's one thing. As far as I'm concerned, next week we could do something as a podcast and start to deal with this crazy situation we're in politically in this society. And I may just decide to do it anyway and not wait on this, because this has been, we've been arguing about this for 2 years. And I just think that it's not that difficult to do. We've got a lot of talented people. Yes, I'm doing podcasts anyway. I've been doing it for quite a long time, at least 5 or 6 years now. So I just as soon start something immediately and not wait around, because, you know, look at the situation we're in right now with this trial going on in Atlanta. I mean, my God, we've got a lot of people who can make comments about this and implement what Sue's talking about too. Rather, you know, Sue's the news director at PFW. Eric is a producer. I'm producing now. And we got a lot of people who know how to do this. And I just assume get something underway immediately and then talk about these other things. If we wait, we're going to wait, and it's going to be like waiting for Godot. And I'm just not into that anymore. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Eric, go ahead.
I'm almost at loss for words. My colleague who just spoke hit it on the head. I think we should get a start date and then go from there. My second impression is that at some point, the program directors, or I should say this outside of a podcast, at some point, the program directors, need to be involved on some level, because it probably cannot and will not happen without them, at least in the format we're discussing. But depending on how we go, if this is 5 days a week or whatever, Sue mentioned the cost factor. I mentioned this before, and we don't have to make it a huge bureaucratic mess, but we can easily at some point get the academic community involved. We don't need to go through, you know, the thing about not apprenticeships, what do you call those, internships or for credit, but I mean, here easily, there's a media center at Howard, and I'm sure the kids from Georgetown U could easily be involved here. Up there in Berkeley, UC Berkeley, their involvement would be readily appreciated. I'm sure they'd readily embrace it and offer their services as a backup or alternative to Pepperdine. But my preference would be UC Berkeley. In New York, of course, there's Fordham, NYU, and Columbia. So, I mean, that would keep the cost down, and I'm sure we could get a very good quality product. But my colleague, I have short-term memory. I don't remember who just spoke. we should set a start date, a target date to get this on and then work to meet that.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for that, Eric. Irene, go ahead.
I'm resounding what Eric said, but I also want to make sure that you guys pay attention to the chat because there are some interesting things going on in the chat as well. But Eric, you put a little twist on it on me by involving the academic world, but don't forget about UDC here in the District of Columbia.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
The other HBCU.
Yes.
I repeat what Eric said. We need to start on this now. If we do so, and with the guy before the Eric, if we keep talking about subcommittee and work groups and small groups, our resources are already limited. As you see, it was hard to get quorum tonight just for this meeting. If we start working in little groups, then we lose our momentum and we lose our manpower. So I think that we should work with what we got. People jump in where they fit in and we get this thing moving. I don't want to talk about it for another 2 years, honestly. Thank you.
Thanks, Irene. All right, Sue Goodman, go ahead.
I agree with what I've been hearing. My experience is that what we should do now is move ahead with a very specific proposal of what this could look like. Because my experience is the way you work it out is when there's actually something on the table that we can argue about, we can debate about, but we need to have something very specific. So here's a proposal for a weekly Pacifica show that would include this, that, and the other. And then let's hammer it out. And that's how we'll do it. So the question is, how do we get to that proposal? I'm willing to put something out. I will not present it as the final proposal, but just a starting point.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
I have a request for information. Sue just said weekly. So are you suggesting once a week
I think that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, so I am suggesting once a week. Honestly, that's where I am now. Could it be once a month? Yeah. I mean,
that's fine. I just wanted clarification. I thought originally we were speaking 5 days a week. Okay.
Yeah, just once a week. Yeah. So I think the other thing, and Jim has his hand up there too, but I think the other thing that we need to do, Sue and everyone actually, is to contact or to make a decision about who we would be working with in all the Pacifica stations, right? Isn't that correct, Sue?
Oh, yeah.
This is a massive task. I mean, exactly. We have, like I've said, we have an amazing program just on the Pacific stations alone.
Exactly.
Then when you add affiliates. So like I said, we need a starting point. Once we have a starting point, and it will be a proposal that will be imperfect, but it's a starting point and we will hammer out what will happen.
So are you going to work on that proposal?
I will. Let's see. Right. Today is Tuesday. When's our next meeting?
Pardon me?
When's our next meeting?
Well, we need to decide that. I mean, we could meet next week. I mean, whatever, if people are available. Like when?
I mean, I think I could have something ready by Monday.
Oh, wonderful.
I mean, I say that because I got to deal with all this March, the March coverage. But I think, and when I say I have a proposal, I do want to make clear it's a starting point. It is a place by which we can argue about what it should be. But we need something concrete. So we're not talking in the abstract is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, wonderful. Jim, go ahead.
Well, as I said before, I'm all for that, but at the same time, I just soon start next week with something because again, let's look at the broader picture of all the stations. All the stations, I just recently spent a lot of time looking at the cumes of all the stations and looked at the membership and all that. And it's clear that, you know, we have all these differences of opinion about how to proceed with the programming, but one thing we're not doing is actually experimenting, and we're not experimenting at the national level. That's been not happening for quite a long time because we don't have the resources to do it. And I like Eric's idea about contacting people at different universities, young people at different universities to sort to contribute to that. That could grow. I just think we just, you know, we're in an incredible moment here. I mean, again, I like Sue's idea. I just want to sit down and start to do some things that I know we can do immediately because we have a lot of talented people in this particular group here, who have experience and, organizing a clock, organizing topics. We're watching these topics in front of us every damn day on the TV set. They're just popping up at us. I mean, there's nothing. It's just incredibly rich and rich environment. And, I may just decide to get some engineers together and start to do something that deals with this political situation nationally and just start to do it. And again, it's the question of where are we creating new content? You know, I know how to do this. Okay. I've been doing this for a couple of decades. I don't need to wait for somebody to tell me how to do that or wait to have people who I don't particularly sometimes think are competent to implement something because I've seen what they're doing so far and they're not particularly doing a good job. So I'm just sitting there, you know, I just think we just have to start doing something now. And, you know, I would certainly volunteer to take the charge on that one because, you know, I know that I'd have some pretty interesting people just with who was here on this phone call to start it off and then start broadening out and then do the thing that Sue's doing also and see how we can get support from the stations with some more formalistic thing. But we're not experimenting. We really have to experiment right now. We have to set and create and lead an environment of creativity and experimentation and try to figure out what works. And I'm not saying what I'm suggesting is going to work and be the, you know, thinking I'm, you know, Mr. Picasso with the radio here, but we know that out there, if we start to, lead a process, we're going to get people coming in who we don't even anticipate. And we're going to create new content that can attract audience in this insane, creative, social, environment politically that we're in right now as Americans. Yeah, it's just like the 60s. We just got to go lead and create.
Wow. All right, Jim, thank you. And I see that Eric has his hand up. I just want to ask everyone a question as well. Before we do this, does this need to be approved by the board? Does anybody want to comment about that?
I think we are very much in the exploratory stage right now. So I need to think about this more. But where I am now is I think I should sort of prepare a proposal, send it out to y'all. You feedback, we adjust, we edit, and then we send it to the PNB and then it comes.
You're breaking up, Sue. Sorry. Can you hear?
All right. What I'm saying is I think I should sort of start the discussion with an actual concrete proposal. People feed in. We adjust it. We edit it. And then we send it to the PNB.
That makes sense. Does everybody else agree with that?
I think what I said, and I could do that by, did I say I could do that by Monday?
I think so.
Okay. I'm writing that down by Monday. And please understand that whatever I suggest is just a starting ground. It will need feedback. It will need editing, but it's just a starting point. And that's what we got to do.
Sounds great to me. All right, so we got a few hands up here. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, there's a rumor that's been circulating for years that this committee needs permission from the PNB to talk amongst ourselves. There's a rumor that we need their permission to discuss certain ideas. That's not necessarily true. I mean, there's something around a flawed document that came out in 1776 or so that said we can talk. You know, now it's approval of something to go on the airwaves is something totally different. But going back to what Irene said, and I'm not sure if that was Jim or Mike that spoke previously, we can put a model to a construct. I don't know if that's the right word. Put a model or actually produce some content. You know, I let them listen to it. And just in terms of what's going on now with the trials, the indictments that were just handed down, the law school students would have a field day with this. You know, what are his possible, what are the possible, methods of defense, claims of defense, what strategies might go on? How can this possibly get moved from a state court to a federal court? Is that legitimate? The law students would jump all over this. I mean, we could, you know, if we reached out to the law schools, this could be recorded. It can be edited. It could be polished. And because it's not live, I mean, the capacity for stuff to go wrong is probably null and void. We don't need permission from Heaven's Gate to put a product together. We can do that on our own. We should set a target date to start, put a product together, or maybe two or three different programs, you know, along with this proposal, let them listen to it. Either they'll say they love it or they'll tell us to go straight to purgatory. You know, let's roll. We're adults here. We want to make this a big bureaucratic endeavor. Sure, let's hold hearings and let them, you know, committees on subcommittees and so on and so on. So yeah, let's roll. My colleague said we've been doing this for 2 years. I beg to differ. We had this discussion 6 or 7 years ago.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that, Eric.
Go ahead,
Michael. This does not need the approval of the board. This is an idea. And as I said, this can appropriately be acted on by staff. So this could go straight to the executive director, and the executive director could pass it on saying this is something that she wants to see happen. If the PNB wanted to endorse this, it maybe might involve some extra weight, but staff can act on good ideas without the PNB directing it. Now, if this was not going to be implemented by staff, if, for instance, we were going to deputize people from this committee to have authority over station resources and to commandeer, and get people under the command, that would require going to the PNB. I hope that's not what we're proposing. But no, good ideas can easily be implemented without going to the PNB.
Okay, well, thanks. I'd like to know if other people agree with that as well. I mean, go ahead, Michael. Oh, no, Michael, you already spoke. Jim, go ahead.
Well, we don't have to ask the PNB. First of all, it's like, you know, we're in a situation that, you know, all of us experienced the 60s in different ways, depending on our age group. And this is the closest in terms of insanity as a period of time I've lived through that reminds me of that crazy time. And, you know, we can go create our own fields of dreams, and then we can have others join us in doing this. I mean, all of us have the skill here to do, a couple of us have the skill to do this. And, you know, I just assume get things in motion, because imagine what happened when, you know, the big days of Pacifica was when Bensky did his Watergate hearings. Okay. There was no internet back then. There was no, cable satellite TV stations that are constantly pumping out analysis, if you will, about what's going on. You know, MSNBC's attacking Trump all the time. CNN is low on the Nielsen's, and Fox is, you know, doing their thing. And you got all these other things. We could do so much in terms of breaking and distinctly doing looks at these issues, sort of like what Eric's saying, get some law students coming in, law school students to come in and go bananas. Hell, get high school students. I mean, we could really enlist people. And there's a lot of things that can flow from this, not just, you know, us creating a fact, you know, and then exerting it, but we can work with other people and say, hey, you know, and this is the digital revolution. We don't have to put demands on station resources. You know, to do a digital podcast is not a big deal. You know, I mean, hell, I could call up someone in California. Can you engineer this? Yeah. And then whammo, we've got a video Zoom done with high quality engineering. So this could be done rather rapidly. And I have a feeling that a lot of us have different feelings and opinions about what's going on politically with all this. That would be interesting. It's important to have a mixture of opinions because, you know, we have these big fights in Pacifica. People want ideological purity, and, you know, sort of a monotone as to how people are interpreting these events. That I don't agree with. Everything I know about the history of Pacifica, its rise is based on having a diversity of opinion in these kind of discussions. And I have absolutely no doubt that we'd have them in these kind of presentations, especially with what's going on right now. My God, you know, to think that a former president has almost 100 indictments, 100 felony indictments, and he's has 46% of the GOP electorate supporting him. This is an unprecedented, crazy situation. So, and I know the usual response from some people cynically in Pacifica is, oh, my God, well, let's go straight media. Well, you know what? We shouldn't surrender these things to the straight media. We can do our own job and do it a hell of a lot better with mobilizing all the different kinds of opinions and resources that we could get. And that includes going to the universities. I agree 100%. I can just think about all the different things we could do. And it could spill over and create new content, other shows. There could be podcasts. I mean, everybody's talking about that's the digital revolution. We don't have to put a strain on the analog grid. Because what Susan is talking about is something that has to do with the analog grid. And I agree with that. But, you know, that is something that can be separately because some people are saying, let's do COVID race and democracy. Well, COVID race and democracy is an interesting show. It doesn't get much audience at all the stations. And I'm not saying what we're going to do would get much audience doing a podcast. But you know what? We can do that quickly and we can start to demonstrate that there's interesting ways to look at stuff that people haven't thought of yet.
So thanks, Jim. I just wanted, Sue, your hand was up and then you put it down. I'm going to ask for you to unmute. Sue? Okay, thanks. So you put your hand down, but I just want to know.
Okay, I just.
Let me emphasize.
This is the best of Pacifica.
Sue, can you hear me?
So whether we're talking about.
No.
Am I on? I can't tell.
Yes, you are, but can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Okay.
Let me just ask you a question.
Everything I've heard is great thinking.
How would we distribute this program? What is your position on that? Would it be as people have been talking about podcasts? So how do we do that? What would be the way we would distribute it?
All right. First and foremost, I do want to emphasize that whatever we do has to come out of a collective discussion. So we need to identify who was part of the working group. And so I disagree with the idea that we don't need a working group. I really do think we do because we are working with so much content, so much excellent programming. How do we decide what is the programming we're going to present this week? And this has to be done collectively because there's so much content. There's a lot of content that won't get presented. We need to make those decisions. Well, my thinking is we present it to all of the Pacifica stations and all of the affiliates as the best of Pacifica this week. And well, I am convinced if we convey to them the programming that is in the pro, that is in the pro, that is in the hour, they will want it.
That makes sense. All right. So how do we move forward then? What do we do? We're waiting for your proposal, right, Sue? You're going to write up a proposal, another proposal.
Okay. I would.
Detail proposal, right?
I really do want more people working with me on this. So okay. I would like to suggest a working group of 5 people.
Of 5. So how do we find those 5 people? I'm serious. But in our here, or what do we do?
Individuals that who are interested in this idea. I say yes because
you're breaking up. I'm sorry.
Affiliates are really important. So, I think there should be. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. There should be someone from each Pacifica station.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Sue.
You tell me. Okay, what I want to say, I think, is there should be someone from each station, Pacifica station, and one person, if there is such a person, who can represent affiliates.
Okay.
And we just start talking. I actually think if we set up a few meetings, we will figure this out pretty quickly.
That makes sense. So we need to identify someone from each Pacifica station, right?
Right. I think that is true.
So I guess we need to talk about how we do that.
And I'll represent WPFW.
Right. Okay. So
one down.
All right.
Right.
Could I add?
Yeah, go ahead, Jim. Go ahead.
I'm perfectly willing to participate in such a group, but I want to do something now. I don't want to wait until a month or 2 months and then, you know, have the usual.
We might have to.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to wait. I'm going to suggest I'll help you out, Sue. But I'm going to just start to suggest that we launch some. I mean, we talked about this again. And Eric's right. I remember when we were on the programming committee together 6 or 7 years ago, we talked about the same stuff. And so, you know, I don't want to repeat this endlessly ad nauseum. It's like becomes like waiting for Godot. Good analogy. You know, we know what we need to do in terms of doing things right now on the issue of the national elections going on. We actually talked about this
right.
A year ago about this very issue. And, I remember it was towards the end. It was when we were having these crazy, elections, midterm elections. And then I said, let's do something on the midterms. And, oh yeah, let's do it. No, nothing happened. So you know what? That's a year ago. So, you know, I don't want to sit there and have a repeat of that where nothing's happening. And so yeah, I'll certainly help you, but I will say right now, I am now going to commit myself to start the podcast stuff now. And I will help you, Sue. What you're talking about is a separate issue altogether. But if people want to help me and join me and we'll figure it out, I'll get engineers to help us. I would just as soon get the show on the road.
Okay, let me just ask a question. And I see that Eric has his hand up too. But let me just ask a question here about how we would distribute this. So I know that podcasts keep coming up, but Sue, what is your thinking just quickly about how the program will be distributed once it's developed?
Well, what I imagine is a national show that is posted in, I'm not sure the best format, but there are people smarter than me that will figure that out. And
okay.
Every Pacifica station will decide when they want to air it. So it does need to, I do think the program, I mean, let's say we did it tomorrow. It needs to be able to last a week, I think.
Okay.
I need to think there's more. But that's my idea, that we have a program that we can post that is relevant for about a week. And each station decides when they air it. But they see it as a value.
So let me just ask, hypothetically, it's something that could be put on YouTube, right?
Exactly.
I don't know more about that, but hell yeah. You're absolutely right.
We could have a special YouTube, entity.
Yeah, absolutely.
For our national program.
And again, build the Pacifica brand.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Jim, I know your hand's up, but I want to go to Eric here because he's been up there before, and then Michael. Go ahead, Eric.
I'll just take a few seconds here. We already have one person from each Pacifica station on this group.
That's true.
We're in imminent danger of reinventing the wheel here. And the wheel's just going to keep spinning. In terms of a format distribution, Sue apparently has a very good working relationship with senior staff here in Washington. We can do a test run here and then conceivably expand this to other stations. Well, I mean, if someone feels really ambitious.
Interesting idea.
If we really feel ambitious, we can run it on two stations at once. But I mean, yeah, let's keep it short and simple. I mean, we have a producer, perhaps an executive producer or three co-producers, you know, but this is not a case of the more the merrier. Thanks, mm-hmm. Heather.
Okay. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Michael, go ahead.
As for YouTube, let's remember that YouTube is a primarily a visual medium. So, if we go to YouTube, it'll be emphasizing that, our source material, is, as it will probably will be, largely just, audio. So you can post it on YouTube with a fixed image, but sort of emphasize that we're behind the curve. There are audio platforms, iTunes. Stitcher has been around and it's going out of business in a couple of days because it was just acquired by Sirius and it's going to erase a lot of content when it does that. You've got SoundCloud and you've got ways of but going to YouTube is entirely possible, but we'd probably be emphasizing the fact that we don't have cameras producing visual content at the same time we're producing the shows.
Jim, your hand is up.
All right. Well, I don't know what Sue did. I don't know if Eric, I've actually worked in television. I helped, I did a TV show on Free Speech TV. I worked in the mainstream media in TV too. So yes, it's great to have cameras. They're expensive to do two camera shoots, three camera shoots. That's the kind of stuff that people are talking about. Ideally, if you re-equip a studio, but we don't have that kind of equipment at this point in time. Now, some of the stations, there's talk of, BAI, who knows what's going to happen, whether it'll go into a facility that has that ultra modern equipment. That's another issue. But, the idea of doing, recording a Zoom and then basically, turning that into a YouTube video is certainly possible, and done all the time. And I can think of one friend of mine who, now does a Zoom, YouTube channel thing where he gets 60,000 people a show. Now, no show in Pacifica, 1 hour at one particular point. Amy got close to 1 million people. I don't know how many people there are on a daily basis in all the 800 channels she's in. But that particular show, one standalone show, gets 60,000 people watching it whenever it's aired, which are sort of NPR type numbers for shows. So, I personally think that we could do what you're talking about down in Washington. I would like to take a shot at doing a podcast and bring people in to do that. And I would have total confidence that people in Washington can put it together. I just don't want to wait around anymore. We've been talking about this for too damn long. And, And I'm just going to, you know, go ahead and start implementing because I, you know, this is ridiculous to talk about this anymore. And it's just, as I say, the situation is too ripe to be ignoring it anymore. What cool name, anyway, what cool names do they have for this kind of thing, for this kind of effort?
So, Sue, do you want to comment about any of that?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So I totally agree. And I'm going to go back to the idea of we all agree there is a national program we should be doing for a number of reasons. The programming is there. It will help all of the stations establish the Pacifica brand that they can use during fundraising, et cetera. And it's just a damn good idea. Okay. So we need to move from we agree on the idea to concept. I think the way to do that is I will, what am I saying I'm going to do here? I will suggest a proposal that's sort of concrete. I'm willing to have everyone attack it, but that's how things move forward. Is with concrete proposals. So that's what I'm willing to do and we'll go from there.
Excellent. Excellent. I guess my question is, and I know Michael has his hand up here too, but, is how it would be distributed. How would we distribute it to the various stations? That's my question too. That's why I was bringing up YouTube.
Well, I'm a little confused by the question because I assume that is there not a National Pacifica distribution site?
Good question. I don't know. Is there? I don't know.
Audio port.
There you go.
Audio port.
So it goes up. Let's say it's a show that can air on Mondays. It goes up on Friday. It gets posted somewhere and every station can pick it up if they want to.
Well, see, that's the whole thing. The want to is where everything gets screwed up because that's where everybody, you know, we don't want your content. And that's where the buy-in, with your idea nationally would be good. I mean, if they just post it as either an MP3, that's part of how you design it. Are you going to do it as MP3, a Zoom? If you're creating a show, are you going to keep in mind that it, you know, you're basically creating an MP3, which is audio? You know, that's an interesting question because, you know, I was watching how Amy developed Democracy Now! I was doing a TV show down the street from her, in 2002 when we were, in action. And they were consciously contemplating all these problems, but it's easy to solve. I mean, you know, you could record it in a YouTube format. But be conscious of the fact that you're doing, quote, a radio production. So you have that in mind as opposed to, you know, restrictions that Michael brought up of the visuals with doing a video show, a TV show. I mean, I give Amy credit. They sort of cracked that nut to a great extent when they developed the show. But I watched that develop concretely.
All right. I'm going to suggest.
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead. Sue, go ahead.
I'm going to suggest we go content first. Let's design a show we can all agree on. We can all say, yeah, this is a show we want to do, we can do. And then let's work on the distribution stuff. Does that make sense? I mean,
I say this
in part because I'm not a mastermind on this type of stuff, but I am convinced we can work out the distribution. But content is more important.
All right. So you're going to write this proposal and get that to us by when?
Yeah. Let's see. All right, guys. The March is Saturday. Let me be realistic. Are you willing to deal with a week from Tuesday? And I say a week from Tuesday because Labor Day. Are you willing to deal with that?
Sounds good to me.
So that would be September 3rd, I think. Something like that.
3rd. Okay. Is that okay with everyone?
Well, I do
want. And once again, what I'm saying is we need an idea that we agree on the content. We agree this is a good show. We want to do this. Then we deal with distribution, implementation, all of that.
Okay.
Yeah, but Heather, could I also throw in the fact that
Go ahead.
I do think we should, everybody's been yakking away and BSing about podcast this, podcast that. I would throw in that we also create a separately, this show could be a podcast or separately, but I've also suggested start doing as a separate standalone, separate from this, but this could also be turned into a podcast, what Sue's talking about, a podcast that deals with the national political situation right now. And we talked about this again and again, and just do it. And, you know, I certainly would want to spearhead that, but I want to bring everybody in to create it and help create it and then have other people come in and join us and, you know, bring the content they want. But I think that we are in a position where we can do this. A podcast is much open and more open-ended than just simply doing a crafted, clock-driven show, although a clock should be there. And, you know, I think take the initiative to start pushing the podcast issue in general throughout the network.
So Sue, where are you on that?
These are things I have not thought about and I need to, but once again, I'm going to go to the idea that we got to start with an idea.
Okay. Fair enough.
And argue it out based on that. But unless we have something sort of more concrete that we're actually dealing with, we're not going to get anywhere.
Well, that's a good point too. So Eric, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
I'll just take a few seconds. Sue mentioned that the content was to be the priority and then the distribution factor. We'll consider that later. I'm going to come through the side door of this. I think if we get the distribution presentation factor knocked out, we're 97% of the way there. You know, content, there's content. I mean, the air is saturated with it right now. I mean, I guess that was Jim talking. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, it's not like we're just going to throw something together, but I mean, we put together in a, you know, pretty much what I would call state-of-the-art format, but we can have all the great content we want, but we get tentative people at the stations or at the affiliates. Yeah, that's it. I don't really think that the distribution factor should be secondary here. That if we don't have a proper distribution format, the whole thing is null and void on the front end.
Yeah, both of these issues certainly are critical, that's for sure. Jim, your hand is still up. Did you want to say something else?
Well, I think bringing Ursula in on this would be interesting to see what her perspective is. But again,
you do that.
But I think the creation of content is indeed the main issue, and that we know we can do. I have no doubt we can do that and do that well.
I agree with that too. All right, so let's just see. All right, so moving forward. So, Sue, you're going to work on your proposal, and when do you think you'll have something? Next week sometime, right? Is that right?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. What did I say? Okay. Monday is the March.
Yeah, Monday's the March.
So you think a week from Tuesday. You said a week from Tuesday.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Irene. So a week from Tuesday.
Heather, a week from Tuesday, is that, let me write that down. Week from Tuesday. Yes, I will do that.
Okay, that'd be great. All right, good.
And please, I want you all to understand, whatever I write is just a starting place open for a lot of discussion and argument, okay?
No problem.
Okay.
Heather, do you mind if I'm recognized for about 4 seconds?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it would be very helpful if we came up with a timeline. Okay, we mentioned the proposal. Sue's proposal will come in a couple of weeks. But I think it would move things along considerably if we came up with a timeline, a possible air date, a jumpstart date. You know, we're stuck in this mode of tune in next week. You know, it's troublesome to me. It's just very problematic. You know,
Well, we're just starting this, Eric. You know, we've got to get the proposal. And then once we get the proposal, I mean, and you and Jim and everybody and Michael, Irene, everybody's been coming up with really great ideas, but we need to get the proposal first from Sue. And then we go from there and develop all the things that you're talking about as well, I think. So I don't know.
May I make a suggestion? I will volunteer. Sue will do this, we'll do that. I'll volunteer to get an engineer and we can figure out a separate from what Sue is talking about. Okay. This is separate from what Sue is talking about. I will volunteer to start to organize the logistics to record and do a podcast and along those lines. And I'll start to work on that immediately and try to get something that could be set up and people could participate, within a week. All right. And I will start to do that right now.
Excellent. So Sue, how are you on that? Does that make sense?
That sounds great.
Okay. Wonderful. All right. And that's a lot, Eric, that's along the lines of what you're talking about basically, right?
That sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And we can have you participate. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You guys are wonderful.
Yes.
So do we need to talk about anything else tonight?
I think we're good.
I think we're good too. We move forward. Anything else?
Let's go out and raise hell. That's what I want to do.
Well, I guess I'm sure I've told everybody this a million times, but, you know, Dr. King's church here in Atlanta is Ebenezer Baptist Church. Mm. And the assistant pastor there was Reverend Timothy McDonald, who used to be the head of Concerned Black Clergy here in Atlanta, right? So when I saw him a while ago, and I apologize if I'm telling you this again, but he said, Heather, what are you up to? And I said, I'm raising some hell. He said, no, Heather, you're raising a little heaven, right?
Oh, that's sweet.
Well, that's good. That's good, Heather, because you guys are going to be in for it in a couple of weeks, boy. I know.
That's true. All right, everyone. So are we good for now? We're going to get good. I want to thank everyone for your great work. Thank you. So I'm looking forward to seeing your proposal, Sue and Jim, whatever. I'll be sending out information based on the recording that we've just done, actually. I'll be transcribing the recording, actually. So, all
very
right.
Bye bye.
Good night, everyone. See you, Irene.
Peace.
Good night, Eric. Good night, everybody. You too.
Bye. Bye, Irene. Thanks.
Bye bye.